You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. War Room Live. You can follow us at Alex Jones Live. Follow us on X at AJN Live. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. We got a big show for you today. And I don't know. I hope everybody had a good weekend. Hope everybody had a wonderful Mother's Day. We went camping for Mother's Day. It was quite the experience. I don't know what to make of my experience. We went to Longhorn Caverns. Have you ever heard of Longhorn Caverns? It's like a cave system that was basically created as part of the New Deal. And, you know, obviously, as a more libertarian-leaning person, I tend to oppose gigantic nationwide, you know, mobilization activity just to, you know, pay people to do busy work. It's like ostensibly, seemingly, it's the type of thing I would be resolutely opposed to nowadays. Nowadays, I'd be opposed to it. Back then, though, like, basically, there's this cave system that was full of debris. They hauled out something like 30 tons of debris. But in the 1930s, when there was depression, there was massive homelessness and, you know, vagrancy. It wasn't even really homelessness. It was vagrancy, right? It was people going from place to place trying to find work. And so FDR is like, well, we'll make the CCC. It's called the CCC. It's like the Civilian Conservation Corps, something like that. Not actually sure exactly what it was titled. But it's basically like every lake in Texas was built, like a dam was built in the 1930s as part of this movement. And like you travel around the towns today that sit on lakes in Texas, and it's like, obviously there's the boating industry that's there. There's the fishing industry, the boating sports, you know, wakeboarding and water skiing. And, you know, every restaurant there is sort of a, you know, lake themed type of thing. And you just sit there and you go, what would this place have looked like if they hadn't built that dam and made this lake? Like, what industry would it have? What? I don't know. You just think about, like, man, this was a time when, even if it was the government coming in and doing what the government does, it was positive. It was a good thing to have. And these guys got good jobs where they were doing physical labor, just hauling rocks out of a cavern. But what do you get at the end of it? Here we are 100 years later, and I saw, like, 400 people in that cave in one day. It was just people going through constantly generating money, constantly generating interest, constantly supporting all of the little businesses around, because you go to the caverns and you got to go have lunch, or you got to go. It's you know, beautiful inside the scientific, you know, discoveries that they made there, the testing of mammoth bones, figuring out how the Native Americans used to drive the mammoths into a big pit and they'd fall into the cave and you'd have, you know, natives in there waiting to kill them. There was an awesome story where there's this one giant room they called the Council House, and it's just a giant underground cavern. And back in the day, the sun would come through. The Cherokee had a rule that they couldn't meet anywhere the sun didn't shine. And so the only place they would meet in this cave was this one place where the sun would come through. And at one point, the Cherokee kidnapped some white girls. I think either one or two white women. They kidnap them. They take them back to this cave system. And then there's a story. It's in the 1840s. Three Texas Rangers drop down in a different entrance to the cave system, make their way through this pitch black, you know, tunnel system, and ambush the Cherokee. Three guys against, like, you know, 50 Cherokee, but they have the element of surprise. They grab the women and they escape. It's like a Conan the Barbarian story. It's like the coolest story you've ever heard. And of course, as the tour guide is giving it, she's like, well, I don't really like telling this story, because the woman who wrote the article about what happened, she was pretty biased against the natives. And it's like, you mean biased against the kidnappers? You mean she was biased against the kidnappers who were holding the women hostage to kill them? You don't say. You don't say. She was biased against them, was she? And it's sad to see how that mindset has permeated absolutely everywhere. I'm sorry. I think it's pretty badass and heroic for three dudes to go into a pitch black tunnel system six stories under the ground and ambush. I mean, it's like I've played that level on Skyrim a couple times. It really happened back in the day. The heroism of our ancestors is being deliberately forgotten these days, and it's very sad. But again, this idea of like, I don't know, you look at what maybe 10 years ago I would have said, ah, socialist nonsense, right? Oh, a work program, sure, you're just wasting good taxpayer money on nonsense. Then you like see like, oh no, wait, no, they put 500 guys to work for 6 years, and now we have a cavern that's an endless generator of revenue. It's an endless generator of interest. It's an endless generator of scientific discovery and investigation. It's an amazing thing. And so you look at what maybe principally I'd be against with the government doing this. Then you look at the way the government acts now, and it's like at least back then they actually were helping the people. At least they actually wanted to give a job to the unemployed people, not just pay the unemployed people to stay unemployed. You take, you know, an example, because even back then, you know, it was people going, whoa, we don't like this. This is a little bit too like Mussolini or Hitler, because Mussolini and Hitler obviously had these sort of like militarized youth gangs that would go around, and they weren't a part of the military necessarily, but they weren't not a part of the military at the same time. And the Conservation Corps was kind of like that, where it was under the military, like the U.S. Army provided engineers to go out and build the dams and stuff. And so it was a bunch of people at the time going, oh, it looks like this FDR guy is setting up his own brown shirt force, black shirt force like Mussolini did. We don't really like this. And it's like what we wouldn't give for a United States president that just like gave out good paying jobs to people who have been boxed out of the economy for no reason, you know, of their own cause, right? It's not like these guys were just lazy and didn't want to work. They wanted to work. There were just no jobs. So FDR created jobs. And here, looking back 100 years later, seeing all of the lakes in Texas, all of them being sort of fonts of industry and prosperity and recreation, if nothing else. And it's like, we used to be a real country. We used to at least try to be a real country, at least try to build things that were beautiful and create things that were useful for us. What we wouldn't give for a government program that actually benefited people and gave them jobs and built something that lasted and built something that generated revenue. You look at what the U.S. government is doing now, and it's just miserable. I mean, it really is just like nowadays, they certainly wouldn't hire the white guys to go dig out the tunnels and the rocks. They'd be hiring, you know, Indians or whatever else. And you know, the tunnel, they'd spend $10 billion and the tunnel would get more debris in it somehow. I don't know. I don't know how they pull these things off, but that's literally like, it's actually exactly what happens. Like, imagine if the government was like, oh, we're going to do a work program. We're going to clear out these caverns of debris. And then you come back like 10 years later, they spent $2 billion. 9 people have died in the process, and there's somehow more debris in the caverns than there were at the end of it. It's like, I don't know. I'm sort of just, it's like, it's not that I'm against the guy. I'm against whatever this is. Whatever we have now, I'm against it. It's not because it's government doing it. It's because it's the government doing things that cannot ever possibly have any sort of consequence that's not negative. It doesn't benefit the American people. It doesn't put anybody to work. It doesn't build things that last. It's not creating new industries here in America. You just see the way that the government reacted and people reacted and communities reacted back then to really things that they, on an individual level, couldn't do much to control, couldn't do much to fight back against. And then you compare it with what we do nowadays, with the problems that aren't even really existent. It's like, at least we had a real country back then. At least we had something and not just endless exploitation, endless just siphoning away of our wealth and our energy and our prosperity and everything else. And it really is pathetic. We also live in a world where people go camping with Bluetooth speakers to play rap songs. So maybe I'm just done with this planet overall. But there were other things. And again, it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know why we allow our small towns to be destroyed in the way that they have. But like, if you want to really feel the decline of the West, go drive through some small towns in Texas, because you can tell they were beautiful once. You can tell that they used to be populated by people who cared and built things meant to last and were establishing roots. And now it's just Dollar Generals and used car parts stores. And it's just like, what have they done to us? And it's deliberate. And I don't understand why we make the choices that we make. And it's not that like poverty is necessarily ugly, right? It's like we like surround ourselves with filth and ugliness on purpose when we don't have to. It's just crazy. And I don't even know how to describe it. But and people from the Northeast, we have different highway systems here. Like in the Northeast, if you drive on the highway, you see it's just like a tunnel of trees, and then you like exit if you actually want to do anything. In Texas, the highways are just like big streets. Like the businesses are just right off the highway, so you just exit and you're right there. And again, if you've never driven in places like this, it would be kind of hard to understand. But I'm driving down the highway and I'm looking out the window, and there's just, it's just sort of ugliness. It's just sort of like, you know, rotted out industrial parks and old dilapidated collapsed sheet metal buildings, and it's just like kind of ugly. And then there's just one moment, I'm going 70, 80 miles an hour down the highway, but there's just one moment where suddenly there's an unused lot, right? Lot after lot after lot has this just ugly detritus. It's despicable. And then just like for a fleeting moment, there's just an empty field, and it's these rolling hills with, and it's wildflower season, so the whole thing's just blanketed in these yellows and reds, and not a lot of blue bonnets this year, kind of weirdly, but just it's just this colorful blanket of grass and totally empty big prairie, and right in the middle is this magnificent oak tree, probably, you know, 20 feet around, you know, circumference, like just this magnificent huge oak, sprawling branches, and it's just, it's like, you know, trash, trash, destroy, just woof, and it's just this